Whenever I hear of this imagery of the weeds and the wheat, it's something that I like to reflect on in my own life. Where are those weeds in my own life, and where is the wheat in my own life? And I'm not just referring about people that you could say are, this is a weed in my life, or this is a wheat in my life. But we can all have places where if we experience certain types of woundedness, that the enemy gets like a foothold in that place of our lives or of our heart. And a weed can start to grow up in that particular place. But we also have places in our lives where especially God is present. And that good seed, the seed of God, is especially sown in those places. And so the wheat of God grows up in those places of our lives. And I think it's good for us to examine every so often and to kind of say, where in my own heart is there wheat? Where are there weeds? Where are those places where in my heart I've allowed the Word of God to especially take root and for that presence of God to grow up in my life? But also, where are those places in my life where I've allowed the enemy's lies to take root, especially maybe in some places of where I experienced woundedness in my life, and a weed has grown up in that place instead? Because so often it's easy for us to focus on where there are weeds in other people's lives, but we don't often take that time to identify them in our own. And something I found that's very interesting about how God will seek to help us to see those weeds in our own lives, our own hearts, is sometimes the people that we run up against, especially the ones where maybe there are certain things that especially kind of rub us the wrong way, can be ways that God is trying to help us to see, well, maybe this is something that has happened in your own life, your own heart as well. And God, in many ways, will try to help us to see those weeds that are hidden in our own lives if we allow God to reveal in that way. So encourage us again today to take some time in prayer and to say, Lord, help reveal in my own heart, where are those weeds present, those places that the enemy's lies need to be pulled out so that your word of truth can be sown in those places. And Lord, I give you thanks and praise for those places where your word has gotten in a good way, and wheat, your presence has grown up in my life as well. And I want those areas of your wheat, of your word, to expand in my heart as together, Lord, we seek to pull out those places where the enemy's lies have rooted in my woundedness.